Welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlix.com. PureFlix.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, it's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast. Today, we are diving into the second edition of our special devotional podcast centered on PureFlix.com's The Encounter series. Season 2 is streaming right now over on PureFlix. You can check that out. But what we want to do is dive into some of the themes that we see in that episode, things that even if you're not watching the show, you can take away, important truths we can find in Scripture. So let's dive right in. Our wants and our desires can sometimes cloud our judgment, and that's something that I have experienced in my life. The things that I want to do, the places I want to go, sometimes we get so consumed with those things that we start to place all of our confidence, all of our faith in those things and not in God. And that can really lead us to miss blessings and answers to our prayers that are actually right in front of us, right? Other times we might find ourselves questioning why God has allowed something to happen or hasn't allowed something to happen in our lives. So we see these themes unfolding in Episode 2 of The Encounter. We meet this woman named Lily. She's played by actress Michelle Gomez, and Lily finds herself in a total crisis. She ends up getting stood up by the groom on her wedding day, and so it's a pretty horrific thing to happen to somebody. And as we watch Lily's journey of frustration and disappointment unfold, we can take away some powerful lessons. So let's dive in to the first lesson. Sometimes we totally miss answered prayers. So what do I mean by this? I'm going to read a quote, and this is a quote from the series. I think it's pretty powerful and pertinent. And that quote goes as follows. Sometimes we don't see the answers to our prayers, even though they're right in front of our eyes. And that's something that is so true. It's so easy to be intent on what we want that we never actually stop and say, God, what's your will for our lives? What do you want for our lives? Instead, we sometimes pray fervently only for what we want, and we pine for that end result, the thing that we want to see happen in our lives. And it's all based on our own will. So what's the problem with that? Well, sometimes we want things that are not the best for us, and God knows that. So he might actually lead us somewhere else to a place that's actually better for us. And in the moment, we might not realize that that is going on. We might not realize that even though we're not where we want to be, we are where we're supposed to be. And so that can be a tough pill to swallow, and we assume that maybe God's not listening to us when in fact he is. And if you look at 1 John 5:14, that verse tells us, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So we want to start praying in that way, that we're actually praying for God's will in our lives. And then our will needs to align with that, not praying for just our will and never asking what God's is. So that brings us to our second main lesson that you could take away here, and that's that our worst day could actually be our best day. There's this old quote from Chuck Swindoll, you've probably heard it, and it goes as follows, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And there's a lot of truth to this statement. You know, we tend to think it's the other way around, right? That everything is what's happening to us and just 10% is sort of our reaction to it. But the reality is we can have joy even in the most difficult times in our lives. If we are aligned with Christ and if we get power from God to get through things, we can get through anything, right? So it really is how we're reacting. The bulk of our lives really depends on how we react to the things that unfold in front of us. Now, it's understandable why Lily is so heartbroken that her wedding has fallen through, right? The groom has left her. It's embarrassing. But when you go back to that truth that life is 90% how you react to things and 10% what you go through, you can see that play out in her story. And we could see that play out in our lives as well, right? We have a choice to find joy even when we're experiencing pain. If you look at Romans 8:28, it reads, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And so we've got to cling to that joy and that hope, and we can find that only in Christ. Now, the third lesson, God doesn't ignore our prayers. This kind of goes back to our first point, but it's an important thing to drive home because it can feel like God is ignoring us sometimes. You know, we many times want what we want and we want it right now. And we're like, God, why aren't you hearing us? Why aren't you listening? And when life doesn't turn out the way we want it to, we can know that he's there to actually help us pick up the pieces. Psalm 147:3 reads, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And it's such a simple scripture, but it's something that I think a lot of people listening, you may need this, right? I know I needed this truth when I read it this morning, that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So many of us have wounds. We have things we're dealing with, and life ebbs and flows. These things come, they go. There's joy, there's pain. But no matter what, God is there to help us bind up our wounds. And that is an important and powerful reminder, no matter what you are facing today. So no matter what's going on in your life, the struggles, the hardships, the pains, you can turn to Jesus, seek his face, and he will help you journey through. You can find out more about Lily's story and how it unfolds by watching season 2, episode 2 of The Encounter, streaming right now on PureFlix.com. You can check this show out in thousands of other movies and TV shows, original series, documentaries with your free PureFlix.com trial. Head over to PureFlix.com today and tune in on Monday for a regular episode of the PureFlix podcast and next Friday for episode 3 of our special devotional. Thanks for tuning in.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at Facebook.com/PureFlix. And on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for your free month of access to thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.